This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts law enforcement officials are remembering Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino today. He is the officer who was shot and killed early yesterday morning during a routine traffic stop. Here's Leicester Police Chief James Hurley a little earlier today.
Ron was more than just a co-worker. He was a friend of all of us and someone who always made your day better.
Police identified the shooter as 35-year-old Jorge Zambrano. The FBI and Secret Service assisted in tracking him down to a duplex in Oxford last night. Zambrano was fatally shot during an intense confrontation there with local police and state troopers. A trooper was shot during that exchange and is recovering following surgery. Now, more details on exactly what happened are slowly emerging, and joining us now with the latest is Mike Bello. He's deputy city editor for the Boston Globe. Mike, good to have you back on the show.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, tell us, what more do we know about what happened during the traffic stop yesterday morning that that led to all these tragic events yesterday?
Well, we know Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino was alone when he stopped a car driven by Jorge Zambrano. Happened around 12:30 on Sunday morning. Apparently, according to people we've talked to, that the officer noticed there was a discrepancy between the license plates and the registration of the car. What happened at that stop is still unclear. We know shots were fired. We know the officer was down. We talked to some neighbors there who cradled the dying officer for his last breath. They told him to relax, hoping help would be on the way. Another officer arrived. The suspect fled the area. Through police work, through help from various law enforcement agencies, including the FBI and perhaps the Secret Service, they somehow tracked this man, this suspect, to Oxford, where the shootout occurred, and it ended in his death. We also know that during that shootout in Oxford, apparently the suspect tried to use a dog, a pit bull, against the officers when they tried to confront him as he was hiding and laying in ambush.
Right. Now, Mike, I want to ask you a little bit more about the search and confrontation, but you mentioned that it was with the assistance of the FBI and maybe the Secret Service that law enforcement tracked down Zambrano. Do we know for sure if the Secret Service was involved, and if so, why?
There were several agencies mentioned yesterday. Law enforcement authorities have not said what role they played. They are not divulging how they tracked him to Oxford. We did know that there was a woman near there who apparently they noticed some car that was shot up with bullets. We know a landlord may have called the cops to say, look, there's a car full of bullets that may match the description of the car you're looking for. And that was one call that was made that may have helped track him to Oxford. We know there were other efforts by law enforcement agencies, but they have not been divulged yet.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about what we know about Auburn police officer Tarantino. We have some tape here from Auburn Police Chief Andrew Slukas, who was speaking about the death of his colleague last night.
There's not a member of this department that didn't embrace him and like him. He got along with everybody. He was somebody that was always smiling. He was an outstanding guy, and we're going to miss him quite an awful lot.
Mike, what more do we know about Officer Tarantino himself?
Well, he made a real impact on the communities he served. He was in Leicester for a number of years, I think 5 or 6 years perhaps, and then he went to Auburn. He was trying to pursue more opportunities that may have been available to him at the Auburn Police Force. He got to know people on the beat. We had a story today about him befriending a man at a local restaurant and at a gas station, too, where he would bring the guy at the gas station. They both worked the overnight shift, and he brought them food because they all worked the same shift, and he'd be in contact with him. If there are any problems at the gas station, he stopped by to make sure things were okay. He was well known at Mike's Donuts in Leicester, where everyone knew his name. He lived in Leicester, and even though he was on the Auburn Police Force now, he talked to people in Leicester and really was a part of that community. The pastor at the Greenville Baptist Church talked about how he and his wife would attend Sunday service and how he loomed large in the back of the crowd there, and talked about him on Sunday morning after they learned of his murder.
Yeah. So what about the other side here? What do we know about Jorge Zambrano? I mean, it looks as if state police have said that Zambrano had an extensive criminal history.
That's right. Zambrano has at least 27 court appearances, probably more that we haven't tracked yet. The earliest back in April of 1998. We've gathered information from Worcester District Court and Worcester Superior Court. He had pleaded guilty back in 2004 to cocaine possession charges, sentenced up to 3 years in state prison. Then in 2007, he faced an indictment alleging trafficking in cocaine, possession of a silencer, assault and battery on a police officer. Even back then, he's sentenced to 7 years in jail. Finally gets out in 2013, and then back in 2015, he's in trouble again. He's spotted by Worcester police detectives driving a car used by the target of a drug investigation. They recognize him from a past arrest and try to pull him over. He flees. That was May 14th, 2015. July 8th, 2015, police issue criminal charges against Zambrano for the May incident for failing to stop for police and leaving the scene of an accident. And then in 2016, he's charged by Worcester police in January with operating with a revoked license. They were called to investigate some crash on Plantation Street. Mm-hmm. January 24th, he's arrested and charged of assault and battery on a police officer and resisting arrest. That was January 24th of this year. An officer alleges that Zambrano grabbed his shirt and pulled him into his car, which had a large pit bull inside. And then on May 16th, Zambrano's arrested in Worcester by a state trooper for attaching the wrong plates to a car, operating with a revoked license, and driving a vehicle with an expired registration. And he was supposed to be in court on that on June 9th.
Wow, so a long rap sheet there leading all the way up to virtually the moment of what happened yesterday morning. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early is investigating the entirety of this incident, but there are a lot of unanswered questions to, of course, what happened at the traffic stop all the way to how the search and then the final confrontation was conducted here. I mean, Mike, from your standpoint, what are two or three of the key remaining questions that need to be answered?
Well, obviously, this suspect had a reputation for not going quietly, for resisting police. One officer told me he was a fighter. And apparently something happened at that initial traffic stop early Sunday morning. He fought, and he obviously, according to authorities, opened fire on this police officer. What the conversation was, still unclear. People heard a lot of shots. It appears that this officer detected something wrong with those the plates on the car, that there was something that caused him to stop that car, very similar to the state police thing. So that's interesting. And the other thing is, in Oxford, you know, in terms of, you know, there was a shootout,
right?
And this guy didn't want to go quietly, and luckily a state trooper was hit in the shoulder, but he's going to be okay, had surgery. So the question is, was there any other way to take him? It looks like the only way he wanted to go was in a hail of bullets.
Well, Mike Bellow is the deputy city editor for the Boston Globe. Mike, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.